That familiar sound along Main Street in downtown Buffalo might be heard someday all the way out past UB's North Campus in Amherst.
It's something that's part of the original plan.
NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says the state provided $5 million for a study, and the draft environmental impact statement for the proposed Metro Rail expansion should be wrapped up soon. Minkle says the project makes a lot of sense.
We're seeing a wonderful renaissance of downtown Buffalo. We've seen the growth in Amherst, and quite frankly, along the spine of the existing system. You have the movement of the medical campus downtown, connecting UB's two campuses, three campuses now, makes a lot of sense.
Under the NFTA's preferred alternative, Metro Rail would be extended past the University Station on Main Street in Buffalo and north on Niagara Falls Boulevard, the dividing line between the town of Tonawanda and the town of Amherst.
The light rail project could be, you know, very much a game changer on that side of town.
Amherst Supervisor Brian Culpa says the first thing it would do is create equity.
It allows people from the city of Buffalo to come out and work in commerce centers in Amherst and to be able to move back and forth across the city and town line without need of a car. And so it creates a sort of synergy, right? Connects Amherst directly to the medical campus, which is phenomenal because that's where a lot of our growth happens. The bottom line is Amherst economy is very much based in med science and medical research. So having that connection is dynamite for our economy.
The project also has the support of Town of Tonawanda Supervisor Joe Eminger. He says it could spur redevelopment along Niagara Falls Boulevard.
As a matter of fact, we've already seen appreciation in values over in the Kenilworth area since the NFTA announced that they were going to be proposing the project.
Increased property values, Eminger points out, creates more revenue for the town.
You bring more revenues in, you have more sales tax. You know, there's things that are attractive to bringing small businesses, larger businesses, on the Amherst side along that corridor that's beneficial really to not only to Tonawanda and Amherst, but everybody in Erie County.
The new line would run above ground along Niagara Falls Boulevard from about Kenmore Avenue to the Boulevard Mall, east on Maple Road to Sweet Home Road through UB's North Campus, terminating near Audubon Parkway and Interstate 990. Some public comments on the NFTA's website about the project say the boulevard is too busy for light rail and it would be faster to connect UB's North and South campuses directly down Millersport Highway. Minkle says the economic spinoff under the NFTA's preferred plan is pegged at $1.7 billion, and ridership is expected to double to about 60,000 riders a day.
There were other alignments that we looked at. For example, could it be a quicker ride coming down parallel to the Youngman Expressway, for example? Yes, but you wouldn't be capturing as many riders. And I think it's important that we provide a service that is more accessible to where people live and work, that would have higher ridership potential.
Culpa, the Amherst supervisor, says extending Metro Rail will also help move student housing out of residential neighborhoods and into high-density retail and commercial areas along Maple Road and the Boulevard Mall site, which may be converted into mixed use.
Now you have the ability to say, hey, we're in a couple great workforce development opportunities with the University of Buffalo, directly connect that area to student housing, directly connect it to retail, and create an area that people want to be. And so we don't have to deal with, you know, loss of brain power every time a graduating class up and leaves Amherst or Buffalo.
If all goes according to plan, Minkle says the NFTA could break ground in 5 years. The public can see the latest design plans and learn more about the Metro Rail expansion project tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at Sweet Home Middle School. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.